Well, I think algae biomass as a starting feedstock for fuels, feed and food, higher value specialty chemicals and nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals is large and growing. I think the challenge is, you know, you can make algae-based fuels just like you can make other advanced fuels like cellulosic ethanol. So it's not about the technology being a limitation. It's about the economics, or as we call it, techno-economics. How can you produce these types of fuels profitably? And at Solana, we are one company that has chosen to address both fuels and higher value products at the same time. And that model allows us to achieve something like $6 to $10 a kilo or $6 to $10,000 a ton of algae biomass that we can use to fractionate things like crude oil, but also omega-3 oils, and be left over with a high-protein meal that can be used for animal feed or food. That allows us, at those types of revenue levels, to be economic and to sell the crude oil that would go to a fuel, one of the three fractions, for a market price. So that means without a subsidy, without a premium for being a green crude. And so there's good news and bad news. The good news is that approach, a multi-product approach, anchored by high-value products like omega-3s, can get you to be commercial today. And it does not require further advancements in yield or improvements in price or reductions in cost. And you can get to scale, meaning millions of gallons a year. The challenge is you can't scale forever and get to large energy scale without flooding some of the markets for the high-value products. But we think this is a way to get started and get to somewhere between 500 million and a billion gallons of an algae-based crude oil. Now, there are other companies that are doing just algae-based crude oil or algae-based fuels. I think the challenge in the short and medium term will be costs are currently higher than the market price of these a fuel, and so that's a big challenge to solve. So in any event, I do think this can get to billions of gallons, but it may take companies like Solana to be commercial around higher value products or co-products being made at the same time, and then at some point in the not too distant future, maybe we'll be producing just fuel or fuel and feed or other all low value products without the need for a high value product, but that day is not today.